have people pulling up to hear us do our thing with. Jump with that.
What up, y'all?
Hey, what's going on?
What's good evening to all the sweet summer children.
Feels so good to be back in the house of the dragon one more time.
Oh, yeah. We are, you know, for those of you who may not realize it, but we are now covering at Hot D.
Did you say we're uncovering Hot D?
No, I said we are now covering.
Oh,
you know, we you know, with the season coming up on June 16th, Father's Day actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had to put season 7 to the side, and nobody really give a fuck about season 8 anyway. So we had to put that to the side and hop on this Hot D.
No Diddy. Oh man, y'all are still, come on.
You know.
Come on, dog.
But
it's not me this time. It's not me this time.
Yeah, we you know, we got a lot going.
Yeah.
Somebody said echo. Man. Who was that?
I don't know.
But before we hop off into that, I want to give a huge shout out to the GOAT, Don Staley, South Carolina Gamecocks.
Amazing.
On the undefeated season. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, undefeated season. You know, they whooped the corn out of Iowa, bro, but congrats to them. You know, that's big, man. It's only been 10 teams to go undefeated and win the championship. And another amazing thing about her is, I think in the last 3 or 4 seasons, she's like 110-4.
Yeah.
With 3 chips. Like, that's crazy.
Very impressive. Very impressive.
You know. Very like impressive. She running at a 97% clip, dog. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, she a killer, man. Like, it's phenomenal to see what she was doing with it.
Yeah, she beat motherfuckers like Ramsey did Sansa. Just relentless.
Hey, got that drip.
That analogy, like, though.
Hey, and shout out to them freshmen and Raven Johnson for that defense, man. She was on Caitlin Clark's ass, baby.
Mm-hmm. And she I'm was. Caitlin was lighting ass up at first, but she got with it.
Yep, Caitlin cold as fuck, man. I got to give her a prop.
Like, Caitlin cold as fuck, but you know, like, that defense was wearing her ass down.
Yeah,
the D wore out.
She played the she played the whole game, man. She played the whole damn game. So
yeah, she did.
Yeah. That ain't no small feat.
Hey, we got a new person in the comment. We got Naya Green. She said she made a live. Welcome.
Appreciate you, Naya.
Welcome. Juice is in the refrigerator.
Team Green.
Announcements on deck.
Team Green. Yeah, I mean, hey, Naya Green, you know. You know what I'm saying? Listen, man, slowly but surely.
Even if you green, you can still be team black.
Collars, nigga.
We got Wanda C. Hey, with 4 E's. We got some of the usual suspects. Emily in the house.
Hey, Em.
We got my favorite waffle color Negro. Maisha in the building. Lego, my Negro. What's happening?
Lego, my Negro.
We got Mason Mar, Mal DM. What's up, y'all? So, man, let's go and get this train rolling.
Yeah, man. Come on.
So, you know, we covered it live a couple years ago, and this is my first time doing a rewatch. What about y'all?
Yeah,
it's
my first
same. Time. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely felt different watching it too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the biggest differences is versus when we first initially covered it. You know, we got two women with us today. Celestia won't be here, so sorry to inform y'all, we won't have an eye boom tonight, but episode one was brutal as fuck.
Yeah.
And I remember the last time we covered it, everybody was in the comments was like, hey, why the fuck you ain't got no women to talk about this? So,
yo, have you rewatched when we covered it? Did you rewatch it? It's so fucking awkward how we tried to get through that whole like fucking just completely what is the word I'm looking for? Goddamn, it was so awkward like for us to try to cover that. And that's when you're right. I realized too,
gross.
I was like, okay, we need like consistently we need more women because we had we had women on and off the show, but they weren't just consistently part of the show. So
I just remember being in the audience and Carlton kept saying, childbirth was wild in the Medea.
Yeah. We definitely
and we were like,
And then that was it.
We were trying to work our way through that shit, man. Like,
yeah, we trying to work our way through it. Like, I mean, I tried to cite some medical racism and how, like a lot of that shit, especially underlining the effects of medical racism and how it happens to black women, especially during child rearing, childbirth, and all that shit like that. But I couldn't really articulate it in the way that I wanted.
Yeah.
Like the best we could do is like, damn, that's brutal.
Yeah.
Well, that's about it. You know,
I mean, anyway,
we did acknowledge that it fucked us up more than anything that we saw graphically, visually, like in the rest of that. I mean, like it was motherfucking nuts cut off in that same episode, and
there was a penis,
and it was definitely a penis cut off, and definitely a skull crushed, and none of that compared in any way.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. So. Let's kick it off. So the episodes start with the Great Council of 101. And I remember, when we did the first time, Leslie, you and Carlton made a big deal out of it. And me, I was like, shit, nigga, I don't, just an old nigga sitting in the seat. But since then, I've read the books and all of that. So I now understand the significance of it.
Yeah, man. I mean, because it was, this was something that, you're right. You've only read about it. And so for it to, I didn't even know they were going to cover it. So for them to even for them to open on that, that shit was a real big deal. You're right. For book readers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You hit it right on the head. I mean, but it was clearly, this whole secession thing and who's heir and who's not, like a lot of that shit is just like, well, fuck it. Where's the fucking closest male heir, right? Where's the closest male descendant to the king right now? If it's not the son, then who the fuck is it? Is your third cousin twice removed? Cool. Get that nigga. Been just completely, essentially bypassing more than capable women to sit on the throne, which is, Game of Thrones, one of the things that it does a really good job of showing how much, essentially toxic masculinity kind of holds true until eventually that a woman is able to ascend past that, and it's, no example.
What I didn't observe the first time I watched that shit was the look on Viserys' face when that motherfucker got picked. That nigga looked like, oh, me? That right. nigga looked like he did not want to do that shit, dog. Like, y'all niggas serious? Nigga, I just came here for drinks.
Like God damn it.
He's so goofy.
Yeah. He didn't look like he didn't look like he wanted that shit ever. Like, even no. when he got it, he looked surprised to have it. He thought it was gonna be Rhaenys.
I mean, you know, he looked awkward the whole 10 episodes or nine well, episodes.
I got something that I want to say about that this time around that I didn't appreciate the first time around too. So, but we'll get into it for sure.
But so, you know, we started the Great Council and then it switches over to Rhaenyra. She's riding on the back of Cyrax. And she meets up with Allison. And at this point, she's just Allison. I mean, we had a variety of names for her down the line, but right now she's Allison.
She's just Allison.
Yeah, and this is also when we first meet her mother. Y'all, Liz Cersei, won't you take us through that conversation she had with her mama?
So after Ray Ray and Allison were walking around and after she had written Cyrax.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Cyrax?
Mm-hmm.
Is
yeah, it Cyrax?
Yeah,
Cyrax. These niggas be trying to be careful with these names. Now y'all niggas scared. These motherfuckers got y'all niggas scared. Stop being scared. Don't be scared. Mm-mm. I can tell when you scared.
Call out Giannis if you want him.
Nice. Ray Ray went to see her mother. Her mother was in a tub and was in pain. She was miserable. That's what you are when you're at your, I'd say between your seventh and ninth month of pregnancy, it's miserable. So she also is carrying with her all of the losses that she's had. So this pregnancy is not something that's pleasant for her until she delivers a healthy baby. So there's always a threat of doom in her mind, in her body. So that, of course, doesn't help. But then Ray Ray comes in and she's talking to her and telling her that that's her duty is to bear children. And of course, Ray Ray is like, nah, bruh. She almost has Arya spirit. Like, she just wants to ride dragons and chill. She don't want to have no kids. She said FTK at quite an early age. And we'll see changes, but it's a poignant conversation with her mother, especially knowing what happens here soon with her mother.
Right. Yeah, she, you know, and I remember us pointing that out. You know, they was like, this is how we serve the realm. You know, this is where we fight our wars and whatnot. and as we find out later, like she's been through hell and she tells us about that hell when she talks to Viserys. So we leave that scene and
I think this is where she also says, you know, this is their battlefield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just the battlefield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We go to the small council meeting.
Did y'all talk about Rhaenyra ass smelling like dragon ass?
No.
We were about to get to
everybody. Everybody called her out on smelling like dragon.
Oh, because her mama told her that shit. She's like, get out of my face.
My mama told her that first. You're right.
Like outside.
Like, honey pot ain't going to fix that smell, baby. You gotta go dunk.
And another thing about that scene, we saw them people, you know, bathing. Like, we might have saw two baths in all of Game of Thrones. And for them to open up with one, you know, a full bath like that, that was amazing. I didn't think those people did that.
He even complained about the water, didn't he? I think
the Targaryens were very, very clean. They came from someplace different where they had different habits. And so I think that, you know, they brought those hygiene habits with them, even though nobody around them in King's Landing really got with that. You know,
they wash ass. Oh, they're the royal people.
Yeah, so that's the royal people. They have to do that. But we from Westeros, we just gonna be stank.
When you're sleeping with your uncle, you gotta take extra precautions.
Oh shit! They wash their ass in ancient Valyria.
made more for the incest.
Right. Oh, shit.
You can't wash this incest away, baby.
This is the part where I would make an Alabama or West Virginia joke, but I'm gonna just leave them be. They got enough issues. Mm.
South Carolina won tonight, so we'll leave
them
alone.
Yeah. So to CJ's point, she goes to the small council meeting, and Viserys like, "Yeah, you smell like dragon ass." You know, she was like, "I went to go see mom." He was like, "Damn, bitch, smelling like a dragon."
And
he was like, "Bitch, you late. The king's cupbearer can't be late." And immediately with that scene, Corlys Velaryon was about business.
From like, the get-go, right?
Viserys telling the story like, "You went in the wrong hole, no diddy." And he was like, "Hey, nigga, the crab feeder killing everybody. He fucking up my money. The fuck we gonna do?"
Yeah, Corlys was stepping in there on business. "I'm ignoring you tonight, TK. I'm ignoring you tonight. I'm not following it in that." So, yeah, Corlys was standing on business. He was like, "This is starting to mess with my money. Y'all better get ready to do something about this, because it's going to affect everybody. So don't you think we ought to get into this?" And Beesbury's like, "Do we really want to go into a war?" So there's Beesbury.
Now, what's amazing about that scene is, you know, when we had Steve on, he talked about that scene where Rhaenyra was about to pour him a drink. He like, "Hold on, bitch. I'm about business right now. Y'all white folks ain't about to get me drunk and fuck y'all my money."
And didn't he say in the interview that wasn't written in the script? He did that on his own?
Yeah, he told us, he said that he fully improvised that part, and you know, he just went with it. And you know, that was dope. That was the first exclusive he gave us. Matter of fact, while we talking about it, y'all go back and watch that interview with the first Negro Gary, you know, TV. So
I asked the question, by the way. Just
said, oh my gosh.
That's a fucking FYI. I'm the one who got the exclusive. All giddy and shit. One that was fanboy. I'm the one who got the fucking, shut the fuck up, TK. I'm the one who got the fucking exclusive rights. So, I mean, who got the exclusive like news about that shit. So,
hey,
you know, my shit paid off. I put
the camera on Steve and Steve telling. I had the camera on Steve and he's telling the story. And I put it back on Leslie. He just said, "God damn, bro. What the fuck you doing?"
I had never seen Leslie smile so much in my life.
I know. Man. He was just happy, happy, happy as hell.
You know, like, hey, look, man. Listen. It was just like, come on, man. It was like fucking, it was like, I was like Charlie Murphy and he was Prince. And You know how Prince walk in is like that aura and shit, nigga. Fucking nigga, that nigga's fucking charming and shit. Come on, man, y'all niggas.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, man, I feel you, man. We don't get that many opportunities for field trips these days. You know what I'm saying? Like, this was like being in kindergarten and you get your field trip. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Like, you know what I mean? Like you didn't even know you was getting out of school today. Like, oh, we going? We get to see a play today, nigga.
Thank you.
I will have to say, I do have to say that was some of the purest black boy joy I had seen in a while, and I mean, y'all were just jumped off of the screen, off of all of you. So it was a wonderful interview. It was good to see you all that engaged and that free, because we don't often get that space to have those exuberant emotions the way we should. And it was a really great interview because of all of your energies.
Thank you. What's happening? Valerian up in the house.
What up, though?
Hey, bro. What up, man?
I had to fight the urge to be an asshole. I fight the urge. What's up, dog?
What up, dog?
Okay.
So yeah, but you know, in that meeting, you know, he was about business, and Otto was hating from the jump. Hating ass Otto.
Oh yeah, that nigga. Yeah.
That what meeting was... me on? Which meeting we talking about?
The first small council meeting.
Oh yeah. Well, and either one of them, Otto was
being. They were talking about the triarchy.
Facts. Hey, that nigga Corliss was like, they fucking up the bread.
See? That's what I'm talking about.
Hold on. So, and so how was Otto hating again? What was the reason that y'all say that?
Well, in this scenario, because he was like, fuck them shipping lanes and your bread, nigga.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, listen, you know, when there's a bigger fish to fry, there's a bigger fish to fry. When we talk about we're talking about introducing the new air as far as being at, you know, the same time of holding the tournament, then you know, I mean,
but listen though, man.
Priorities.
Hey,
how you gonna have a tournament before?
But he wasn't hating when they was when Viserys was talking about being in the wrong hole. Like, think about that. He was laughing and kiki and the shit.
Crazy
and
soon as joke.
Soon as Cole started talking about some real shit.
Though. Otto gives Diddy vibes to me.
Damn.
He had Meek Mill screaming in the back room. Like,
y'all are, oh my God.
We're not gonna spread that rumor.
That's right. That's fucking ridiculous.
Otto is a career hater. Yeah.
Yes. That's fair.
A career hater or a career statesman?
He said Leslie just likes
evil.
That is true.
Things mutually exclusive, nigga.
All I know, that nigga Viserys was ready to throw a party, nigga. That nigga was.
That he wanted his tourney. That's all he wanted was that tourney.
Hey, like, let's get into that shit. That nigga was
ain't no party like a Viserys party. Is like all LeBron said to put the fuck daddy.
They said you don't even know the boy, and he was like,
I got a feeling. Got a feeling about this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, "Fuck what y'all talking about."
Viserys gives those forever frat boy kind of vibes.
Yeah, I mean,
he got that family job. You know, he got the wife because the family said, this who you going to marry, you know, and he's just kind of going through the motions because Otto is, for lack of the brains and the power behind the throne. He's telling him what to do and what to say.
That nigga Viserys is an accidental CEO. Like, you know what I mean? He just woke up white one day and wound up being a CEO and shit. Like, I ain't even want this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like that's pretty much how it's been with him. I mean, but then they talk about the financial state of the realm at that time too. Were they? Am I like?
Nah, they.
I mean,
it was peaceful
and prosperous, wasn't it? Like from
they was
broke though.
That's what I definitely thought it was some broke talk going on up in that motherfucker.
But surprisingly, it wasn't at the small council. We didn't first hear about the niggas being broke at the small council meeting. It was when Emma was sitting in the tub. He was talking about the tournament. She was like, another tournament.
Okay.
With money we don't have.
Okay. All right. That's when. Okay. So my bad.
Did say something at the table, but it was just a little quick, you know, and they just pushed him back. So B-Bear did say something. They pushed him back.
That nigga Viserys been fucking up King Jaehaerys money for 10 years with feasts and tournaments and shit.
Yeah, that's. I thought there was some shit that was mentioned about that shit. So,
but before we get too far ahead, let's get back to the next scene. You had Ray Ray meeting Daemon in the throne room, and watching it now, nigga, it's even weirder and more
grooming ass.
Oh yeah, it is.
It's grooming very ass motherfucking scene.
it's very R. Kelly-ish, like super. You know, Trapped in the Closet, volumes 1 through 40, R. Kelly.
Damn, it's definitely
wow.
But you know what though, I can imagine that's how Ned was looking at Jaime when Jaime was sitting on the Iron Throne after they sacked King's Landing. Like just the way that Daemon and Jaime were probably just sitting there, just lounging in their chair like this, just thinking their shit. You know, like that's the first thing that came to my mind when Daemon entered the scene and we were introduced to him.
Yeah.
You definitely have
a nice parallel. That's a nice ass fucking parallel. Yeah. Same demeanor, same attitude too.
Exactly. 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 Exactly.
Yeah, it was creepy as fuck though.
Yeah. Yeah, but the whole boomer thing.
The necklace exchange and everything. Go.
Yeah. The camera work, the way that the camera just went right to her neck and the way she held up her hair and he came around her neck and put the new necklace on. But the way they purposefully did that was like, you know, I'm almost touching you, but I'm not really touching you, but I'm giving you this because it's for me and I want you to wear it and I want you to think of me every time you wear it kind of thing happening.
Well, even down to them speaking High Valyrian to each other, like they the only two, you know, that speaking that shit to each other. And like my first question was like, how long you niggas been doing that?
And the way that she was the one who started speaking it to him.
Now, so how much of the creepy vibe is based on what we know?
What we know now, yeah.
What we know now compared to what we, I mean, assuming what we didn't know back then, even though people.
I did not know it back then, and I didn't feel like it was creepy back then.
No.
You didn't, did you feel like it was creepy back then before
you
knew?
I did not. I'm telling y'all, to me, it wasn't creepy back then.
We talked about it, though.
I thought it was more manipulative.
It was R. Kelly's.
We talked about that shit.
It was weird, but I didn't think it was going to go to where it went to.
I took issue with, of course, he is the adult. It is the adult who needs to control the narrative and control how they perform in front of a child. But I took notice of how grown she was. Because if you compare her to Danny, her ass is grown. One, for speaking High Valyrian. Two, for even mentioning his sword.
I didn't even peep that.
Like mentioning Dark Sister, like that's some high level shit to get this man.
I didn't know you could be grown for learning to do language.
Also wanted to be a knight and fight, and you know, get on ride dragons and fight. So they had that energy in common, you know. And he probably knew she was, you know, trying to be a tomboy or wanted to follow that path. So he was feeding into her fantasy of, you know, being a knight and, you know, riding a dragon freely and all of that.
He also had
he was trying to get her to ride, so
he had that necklace ready for her. It was up to him as the adult,
you know, like, but we also black people, and we know how the creepy uncle is when it comes to niggas in the family, right? It's just like, you know, like stay Johnny away from Uncle fucking from Uncle Carl.
Listen,
this nigga TK is
I really thought at that time that like his manipulation was more about you know, aiming for the throne or aiming for power.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's what I thought it was
exactly.
about.
Yeah, that's how I was kind of
first time around.
In that. Because I mean, because like Queen Mama said that they both have this kind of, you know, like they both have like this commonality when it comes to battle, when it comes to Renee not exactly being the typical little girl. And so them talking High Valyrian to each other, or them, you know, talking about his sword and shit like that, you know, there's a certain, there could be taken as like just, oh, they just have a close relationship because of, you know, common interests.
Yeah, I thought it was more of admiration.
Her more for, the heir more than anything.
That scene was definitely.
Yeah, but also like.
He was being a creep and she was being a fast girl.
Rhaenyra's first question was, does my father know? Like, to me, that was also a tip off, like, why the fuck are you worried about, like, if your daddy know, if his brother's home? Like, she wanted to be the first to greet him. Like, it's just, it was nuance to that shit.
Yeah.
She's
fast too. You, to Queen Mother's point, that scene was definitely shot purposely. It was definitely shot by Roman Polanski. So
Volsky,
we leave that scene.
So wait a minute. So if it was shot by Roman Polanski, does that make Queen Emma Sharon Tate? Because she got all cut up.
Boy, y'all going deep in the '70s.
Y'all
going deep in the '70s.
I was
Charles Manson.
We'll talk about it later, Tracy.
I would head it straight to Google on y'all ass.
Listen, Sharon Tate was Polanski's
wife that got killed. Okay. In their house.
Oh, shit.
But the crew.
Yeah.
One of them psycho killers.
Okay. Yeah.
The psycho killer, Charles Manson.
Oh shit. Okay.
White. Yeah.
Oh, that is that the one that is that the one that the
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Black actor had gone to see right before she got killed.
What?
I don't know about all that.
Nah. It was one black actor that went to go see something. I'm sorry, I'm getting off on a tangent. But,
yeah. We'll discuss them niggas later.
We'll circle back on that.
Sharon Tate, the company, got killed by a bunch of hippies.
Yeah. So
we're fingering.
Yeah, we leave the throne room and we get to Ray Ray and Allison. They're in the garden with the book. And this is where we see the beginning of the fingering and lingering.
No. Fuck that. I saw it when fucking Witch McCall got off the dragon.
And she was waiting there. You're a
good study at those, aren't you? You did it.
Damn.
Woo!
Thank you for seeing it before us, Leslie.
Lit Cersei.
So you know, they was in the garden, you know, fingering and lingering. anything in particular about that scene that strikes y'all peculiar y'all, anything like that?
The only thing that struck me not really peculiar, but Allison was very, very okay. You need to study this. If you don't study this, you're gonna get in trouble. And Ray Ray was like, girl, whatever. And then Ray finally showed her, I know what it says. As a matter of fact,
I think too, a lot of the significance in that, it shows you like the seriousness, one, that Allison takes that shit, like how loose Rhaenyra is. Rhaenyra, like, you know, I just want to chill, fuck off, ride a dragon or two, eat some cake. But it kind of shows you the roles that they're going to go into and the people that they become as we see the season progress.
Yeah.
And why Allison continues to have a stick up her ass, but you know.
But that stick was placed up her ass by her father, because you have to behave a certain way all the time. Somebody's always watching you. You have to be absolutely perfect. And, you know, and then she has the other problem with biting her nails, which is a few scenes later.
Yeah, like, let's be honest, though. If we had, you know, hypothetically, if I had a daughter, which I got two of them, Lord have mercy, pray for me. Would you rather have the Allison daughter or the Ray Ray daughter?
Allison, because Ray Ray's rogue.
Ray Ray.
One out of 10 a Ray Ray works. Allison, I mean, you know, she's
I have an Allison and a Ray Ray.
I am Ray Ray. My sisters are Allison. I have an older sister and a younger sister. Both of them are Allison, and I am Ray Ray.
I thought that scene was cool. Like, I mean, like, it showed a little bit of tenderness between those two.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, it showed some tenderness.
Like, you know, she was laying her head on
tenderness and wet spots, baby.
Right. So yeah, like I thought that was an interesting aspect of it, because it did show how close they really were, and beyond just showing that, like, it did distinguish them from one another. Like, one of them was about
the rules,
the royalty, rules and royalty, and the other one was like, "Yo, nigga, I want to fly dragons, and I don't give a fuck if I smell like dragon ass. Like, that's what I want to do. Like, you know." And so, I think it does kind of begin to kind of set that tone for you early. At that point, like, I'm not a book reader. I didn't read the book, so I'm not familiar with where this shit is headed. But I just thought they were two innocent girls at that point that were friends.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the like them being the same age on the show. I wasn't a fan of it when it first dropped, and I'm after the first episode rewatch, I'm not a fan of it.
What are their ages in the books?
Allison is older, like clearly older.
Yep.
She's closer to the age of Viserys. It's more like a stepmom, stepdaughter relationship from jump than them being friends. And then
okay.
And it's to me, I don't know, to me it made it more volatile than them being friends turned enemies. Like it was from jump, them bitches ain't like each other.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know. I liked it better that way.
Yeah.
So we leave that scene, and the next scene starts out. We see Viserys with the early stank back sitting there.
That nigga got a royal infection.
Yeah, yeah. We see the early holes starting to form in his lower back meat.
Man, this nigga really deteriorated for like fucking 8.5 episodes. That's crazy.
Dog, from the jump. I forgot this nigga, that
this nigga have been deteriorating since like 20 minutes in episode one.
And it's funny because by the end of the episode, when he's talking to Damon on the throne room, that nigga was already like starting to breathe heavy and shit. I was like, God damn, this nigga been sick from jump.
Nigga down bad, son. Too much party in the fucking.
Right. Yeah. God damn that Magic Johnson, nigga.
So we see in this scene, we see Otto and I forget the Mace's name, but we see Otto and the Maester.
Milos, something like that.
Meatloaf.
No, Melos, M-E-L-L-O-S, M-E-L-L-A-S. I don't know which one.
Melos. That is insane, yo. That is crazy.
JC.
That is tough.
That is
tough.
My lord. That's wild.
Jack's going in the book.
So his name is Melos.
Thank you, M.
But yeah, we saw Otto and Grand Maester Melos, and they just looked like they was on some sneaky hush hush bullshit, like. You know what I'm saying? Like they putting the play in motion right there.
Yeah.
And those are the two people right now closest to
Viserys. So what y'all saying y'all think it was a play in motion now?
They put a little Shook Avery P in that opening.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Hold up now. So y'all think it was some
sister.
I don't think they were doing poisoning or no shit, but they were definitely.
They were planning.
They were always like speaking of his fucking demise, like whenever the fuck that was going to be. Yeah. I think they were always kind of planning or thinking ahead, like, hey, nigga, what?
And can they help it move forward? Shit together,
type shit. Yeah. Okay. So you saying so when they the
Go ahead, the maester's assistant suggested that they cauterize that wound, which would have, you know, put a scab over it. And the maester tossed that by the side. That's not what he wanted to do. No, that's not what we're going to do.
He said, let it burn.
So, okay. Yeah.
All right. He did look at him like, shut up, fuck nigga.
Yeah. He wanted to put the worms on him, so the leeches. He wanted to put the leeches on him, and the assistant wanted to cauterize it, and he was like, "We'll put the leeches on."
Mr. Orwell hadn't showed up yet.
No, not yet.
But this also shows you about how much influence the Maesters have. Like, I mean, and this is something that it's kind of always alluded to in the books, especially in like in the Dragon Book, is that, you know, the Maesters have a lot of influence about like what kind of history is told and how it's told, and sometimes there are even suggestions of like schemes afoot and shit like that. So, you know, this is kind of no different. And for the fact that the Hightowers, who obviously reside and come from Old Town, which is the same place that the Maesters they could very well be in unison, and it's heavily implied, you know. So, I mean, you know, so this is kind of something that they're alluding to. Yeah.
Well, these motherfuckers giving. Well, I'm jumping ahead, but I'm based on what y'all are saying. I got some new questions now.
Okay.
Okay.
I got some new questions.
What the fuck is Suge Avery?
Yeah, I'm for real. Like, if y'all saying the motherfuckers are saying Let It Burn like that, I have some new questions now. Like, for real.
Hey, when you get a chance, go Google the Maester conspiracy. That's what they keep saying in the comments.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Conspiracy. Like Mason Mar was saying, is that, you know, they hate dragons, they hate magic, they hate all that shit. They hate all that what, like, certain anything shit that like disrupts the status quo.
Anything that can't have a fucking scientific explanation that they can back by notes and shit, they don't like.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Yep.
So we leave that scene, and we get to the tub scene with Viserys. Oh no, was she in the tub? Yeah, Viserys.
Yes, he
was talking to Aemma, and that's when she said, "Yo, we broke as fuck. You trying to throw a party?" And you know, this is where she basically told us her life in a nutshell with this nigga. Like, I lost the baby this way, lost a baby that way, I lost a baby this way. Yeah, nigga, I'm tired, bro. Yeah. And cool this gonna be the last one. He like, I bet.
Mm-hmm. She should have shut the fuck up.
Little did she know that signed her death warrant.
Should've shut the fuck up.
I mean,
yeah. And you know, I remember us talking about that. Like, and Leslie, you said, you know, when we covered it, like, yeah, she probably should have shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I remember I said that. Yeah, but in my takeaways too. Bitch should have shut the fuck up. I mean, but I also didn't know. You know, I don't want to jump ahead. But anyway, yeah. So
well, she definitely did. She did a lot of foreshadowing, Leslie, in her conversation with Viserys, even saying, you know, like from everything from her describing her 5 attempts at birth in 10 years, I think, well, one successful birth, and that being Rhaenyra, and her apologizing, saying, if I failed you, and then said, one day I might wind up giving birth to a real dragon. Mm-hmm. I think she said.
Where you at, nigga? You in the Shadow Realm?
Did my shit pile? Look, man, I don't know. My shit should not be doing that, but let me mute my shit. Y'all keep the party going. I'll fix my shit. Shit.
So we had a question. Why aren't we allowed to jump ahead? This is a rewatch. Well, everybody hadn't watched it, so we like to keep it, you know,
and somewhat structured, because if we start going,
we'll be everywhere.
Everywhere.
I mean, because you know, we
shit that's in the book and ain't even in the fucking show.
Yeah. Like we, you know, we doing the rewatch Game of Thrones, and I've received, you know, quite a few messages from people like they rewatching it, watching it for the first time, you know, with us. So, you know, we really do try to keep that in mind.
Well, you may have more new watchers since we're only in season season 2.
Yeah. So after we leave that scene, we see what Damon is motherfucking Blue Lives Matter. Like,
oh my God.
That nigga was lit like the LAPD in 92, boy.
Oh, dog. You know what? That shit was crazy. Wild, bro.
Them niggas was going crazy.
Yeah.
Like that motherfucker was fucking was goddamn Rankin County, nigga.
Man, nigga, like, hey, don't ride through sundown town, my boy, don't ride through that.
Man,
hey, what got me with that scene? Like, first of all, nigga, y'all ain't got no internet or nothing. How y'all just pointing out motherfuckers? He's like, thief, rapist, you know, like, bro, they.
Whatever they say he did, he did that shit. Judge, jury, and literal executioner right in the fucking moment. They got it.
Bro, they really was all lives mattering like a motherfucker out there. I mean,
yeah, hell yeah, nigga. That was gold. Hell yeah, gold cloaks lives matter. I mean, because he was the judge, jury, and executioner. That's what Hightower pointed out in the in the council meeting is that, you know,
shit, boy, I don't pass the summary judgment. I could not fucking wait to tell that shit.
He passed the summary judgment. Yep.
Hey,
he wait
to tell that shit. Hey, nigga, them niggas wasn't even in the council room yet. Otto was like, hey, man, let me holler at you right quick, bro.
This nigga was wilding last
this
night.
This nigga's wilding. He walked in there talking shit. Damon was like, nigga, you were saying? You just stand on business, nigga.
Right.
Yeah. Like no, that shit tripped me out.
Why weren't they?
See, that's what I didn't understand. Like, you know, these niggas just roam the street. You know they did all this shit. Right. But I guess, you know, like Damon was saying, hey, motherfucking King's Landing, everybody know it ain't safe. It's been unsafe. CJ, your mic all right? Damn, that motherfucker. So, you know, it was just reckless and
lying. Like, so you're saying that Damon was essentially Biden's crime bill. Is that what you're
trying to say? Oh, shit.
This nigga. Yes, nigga.
I was just asking. I didn't know what you were trying to.
All I'm saying is, you know, they pulled up and left with two carts full of body parts, nigga.
Man, they had the cart niggas off.
Yeah, man.
That shit was gross.
Niggas were tossing fingers and shit. Man. I was like, God damn.
I wonder who had to scoop up all the dicks and balls for the rapists.
Right. Oysters, clams, and cockles.
What?
All of that, baby.
Oh my god!
Oh,
terrible.
That was so wrong.
City cleanup, nigga.
Man, reckless fucking abandon, dog.
Yes.
DeAndrea said, "Cutting off Sashi with reckless abandon."
Hey, but how you cut a nigga dick off and they just throw it in front of?
Hey, lift it on the little stump.
At least you didn't pull a Ramsey, though. I mean,
oh man,
man. Can you imagine like going to
hell? Nah,
that is just nasty. That is just
meat soup is crazy.
No Diddy, no fucking Diddy.
Oh my god!
What the hell are you doing tonight?
That's why.
Not eating dick meat.
You know. You know who was in line for some feet?
I mean, I eat it, but not like it.
Hey, but you know, like, imagine you going to a local tavern. You just got through hot mess of holes and shit. You fucked up. And then David comes in and say, you right there. It's like,
hey.
It's like, what?
And that's
what happened. Oh, some of that black wall of the pie.
That's about the worst shit that they call you. Rapist. Right. I'd rather them niggas say I'm a murderer and just behead me.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just fucking kill me.
Rapist?
Nah, dog.
Yeah. That was some of that black wall in the pie they was making. Damn.
Hey, this nigga Damon showed up to the council meeting with the blood still on his face.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. You can't even wipe your face off. You know, man, your go-to. Like got red polka dots on it.
That nigga had just left.
I like that scene, though.
Yeah.
I like that scene because Hey Naz Otto, you know, was doing his thing, hating as usual, yeah. Telling his shit. And
hold up. Otto had a fucking point. I mean, goddamn, like Damon can't run around the fucking city.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, man. Sometimes the messenger overshadows the message. Man. That fuck nigga don't need to be telling nothing.
Hey.
You said
the
last time you was at home.
Hey, and then at the end of the whole shit, the nigga Viserys was like, bruh, for real, chill out, nigga.
but Damon had he had an underlying motive that I, you know, like at the time before the conversation that finally took place, before we realized it. I mean, like he was like, oh, I gotta show up in a way that makes my brother look strong, because right now my brother be looking weak and shit. So
yeah,
like this.
I thought that was a bullshit line by Damon. He just wanted to kill niggas. I mean,
Damon was very unlikable for a very long time.
Yes,
or at least for quite a long time.
Hey, but
I think both things are true. I guess Damon did just want to kill niggas, but Damon did had an unwavering loyalty to fucking Viserys mm-hmm. and protecting him and his crown.
Yeah, he didn't
doing the dirty work. The yeah, he was definitely about doing the dirty work.
And he was fucking unwavering. And
keeping Viserys' hand relatively clean because he knew Viserys wasn't about that
he
life.
He wasn't about that life, and he couldn't. And at that point in Viserys' life and fucking career as king, he couldn't jump into that life. You can't turn that switch on. I have to be what you can't be.
Early in the series, though, I think they did a good job of making it seem like Damon might have been more ambitious than or more aspiring for something other than just to be his brother's brother. And
I mean, because shit, like they even said it when that nigga was like, well, you know, who's gonna be your heir? And you don't know if Damon gonna kill you in your sleep. And Viserys was like, well, how fucking dare you? You know, like how dare you even call it out? Even though the audience, we were thinking, well, shit, the nigga might kill him in his fucking sleep.
Yeah. And I wrote down about that too. I know it's a little bit ahead, but I definitely felt like that was. But I mean, you're right though. Like it's significant. Even how Viserys responded was significant to me. Mm-hmm. Looking back on it, especially after the way that he gets talked about throughout the series. But we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Hey.
I thought that another important part in this scene was the way that Otto and Damon got into it. Because Damon said, "Oh, because of your dead wife," you know, because they were talking about Damon and his marriage and that he wasn't where he was supposed to be with Rhea Royce and the sheep comment and all of that, which was pretty damn funny.
Is that where Otto stood the fuck up? Like he was gonna do something?
Yeah, that's what I stood up, like
it was serious, like sit your ass down.
Right. Like understanding how these motherfuckers both are now. You know what I'm saying? Like understand how both of them niggas are now. Ain't that shit kind of wild though? That Otto stood up like, nigga, what you wanna do?
Right. Hey, my nigga said, hey, bro, when the last time you been home, man? You know, you need to take your ass home. And Damon pretty much like, that's why your wife dead, nigga. Shut up.
Literally. Like, Otto was prepared to go to the level of petty that Damon was prepared to go to.
Yeah.
And Damon don't give a fuck. And
Damon lives there.
And Damon stand behind his words on the strength of, you can't whoop my ass. So,
what you
gonna
do about
it? What you gonna do?
Right.
That's why it's so shocking. That's why it was so shocking to see Otto stand up like that. Like this nigga is.
There's really only two niggas in this universe who can probably whoop Damon's ass, and neither one of them are fucking Otto.
Yeah.
Right.
And neither one of them.
So we leave that scene, and we go to Damon. And he's at the whorehouse getting some long back loving.
Man, he's short stroking his ass off. No difference. Good boy.
Damon, back
every time, like Damon, boy, if you back up one more inch, you are not gonna be there anymore.
she didn't have a back arch or nothing.
I mean,
that nigga was like.
She was so fake, and she was like,
And if I had an audience in there, I would have pulled out all the stuff.
You know what I'm saying? You should have put a leg up or something. You know what I'm saying?
That gas station 3000 would have been fucking.
What?
Yeah.
Go on and pop that honey pack.
That nigga should have got it.
Oh my god!
Now what the shit they used to be drinking back then? Was it like
milk of the poppy?
No, it was something else. The crab shit.
That's right. The fermented crab.
Crab.
Should have got him a crab, man.
You should have been doing something.
She was like, "Look, what's wrong?"
That nigga.
That when we stop and it's like, come on, let's talk about it.
That nigga Damon said paper cuts had to
console that nigga.
Has to build him up a little bit.
She was like, that's okay, my prince. My boy back there, he tired the motherfucker. He back there.
Man.
God damn.
Oh my God. Oh, that's shit. So wrong.
God damn, that shit. Wow.
She should have been like, what that mouth?
I mean, like, what made him put on the show, though, knowing he couldn't put on the show?
He was ambitious.
I guess, yeah.
Hey, listen, man, I guess my nigga felt like, I guess he felt like shit. They know I'm a killer, so they ain't gonna say shit.
So don't push him.
Don't push him. Revenge is the next choice. Next
to get it.
But did he really get it?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. Maybe he needed her to talk to him or something. I don't know. Say something to him.
Yeah. So we leave.
That nigga was not standing up in it though.
And so we at the tourney.
I'm sure at one time he did, but he wasn't that night.
You just had to stand up in it.
We at the tourney scene, and this is the first time we see the little bitty Negro Garians. This is an old boy was highly disrespectful to Rhaenyce. He's like, I want the favorite, Rhaenyce, the queen that never was. Fuck you, bitch. And sat back down like.
Oh, yeah, I got him wrapped
in. Oh, he got it back, though.
Hey.
Got his ass real quick.
What? I don't crazy, say
Otto was like, you know, you can have that nigga tongue for that shit. And Vasir's like, man, fuck that bitch. They gonna talk anyway.
Right.
Like, Otto was right. I mean, I don't know why y'all niggas keep denying Otto. Y'all niggas may say Otto was a hater, but that nigga was right about that.
You're right.
You really do like evil, nigga.
He does.
I don't like it. I'm trying to call a spade a spade. Come on, y'all.
I bet you make donations to the police union every year.
God. Niggas out here buying black lights.
Like that, man. I mean, goddamn, we do.
You love evil, my nigga. Like, we can be talking about X-Men. We can talk about Star Wars. You always lean to the side of evil.
I don't always lean to the side of evil. I try to be fair, man. Fair and balanced, like fucking Fox News.
Yeah.
Fair and balanced.
Them niggas.
Meanwhile, Kristen Cole out there cooking the fuck out of the whole Baratheon lineage.
Yeah, that nigga really is. That
cooking them all, crazy. Baby.
That nigga out there dragging people in dirty armor, dog.
No, the fucked up one.
That she nigga man like a fucking strainer.
The fucked up one was that Damon asked for Allison's favor. And was going to beat her brother's ass.
After he beat her brother's ass.
It was after.
Yeah. I mean, after he beat her brother's ass. I didn't even realize
that was her brother at that time.
Yeah.
Hey, that nigga.
The first time we watched.
No, because she looked right at her daddy when she went to the table and picked up the favor to put on his lance. Mm-hmm. And her father was like, is this what you really going to do?
We don't hear much about her brother at least in the first season. From what I recall, I don't remember her brother really being a part of the show that much.
Cause like, the nigga's name is Gawain.
And after this, he was gone.
On that nigga scene, all I put in my notes in all caps was Gawain.
Fucking name is that?
Nigga pick Gawain Hightower. That nigga already ate, and then Otto looking down like, man, this nigga finna get murked, man. And then Gawain come out, hit Damon with a little shit, and Otto was like, all right, son, that's... Come on, son. Get up, Craig.
He got his ass.
And then Gawain got gawooked.
Damon done it in a motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah,
Gawain was gone.
That nigga
Damon
tripped the horse.
That nigga horse out and fucked him up.
But hey, like, if y'all notice the contrast between this tournament and the tournament we saw in Game of Thrones, George R. R. Martin made sure these niggas got it right compared to what the Double D's fucking visualized in their head as far as like how big an actual, this was how big an actual like medieval tournament is supposed to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Compared to what the fuck goddamn the you know, the original Game of Thrones had like kind of the Knight's Tale like, type shit.
Yeah, I was gonna say it was like two niggas standing out there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was like a handful of niggas. Yeah.
Hey, well, the budget was a little different back then.
Yeah, it was. You're right. You're right. You're right. It was. It was. It was.
Shit. The enough, niggas had to walk so these niggas could run.
There you go.
So,
but George R. R. Martin met, not only that made sure that it was like more colorful and shit like that, more flags represented, more.
Oh yeah,
houses and sigils represented in this tournament because a king's tournament is supposed to be look like.
Hey,
that.
Go back to that. I thought I was the only one peep that.
Yeah. All right, there you go.
That turning grounds is shape.
Talk to him. Speak on that, what Emily said, y'all.
Emily said the turning ground sure is shaped like something. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. it's something we, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
I ain't peeped it yet. I am not a, it's book desirable. Reader, so. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to let y'all talk about that.
Just not Joe, read the book.
Which part we on now?
It was just a little vaginal violence out there. Amy, she goes into labor.
She going through it.
Hey, dog, that whole scene was fucked up, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I really
ain't want to watch this shit again. My wife.
I know. I was like Carlton. No.
I know Carlton. I feel you, bro. That was like me watching a red wedding when Jacinta was pregnant.
Yeah.
Man.
I want to throw the TV.
This shit was hard watching 2 years ago, and this even I'm like fuck. This
yeah.
Shit, man. I can only imagine.
But it was worse this time around because I didn't realize the first time exactly how much she was begging for her goddamn life.
Bro. Yes, man. Yes.
Like she was motherfucking
dog.
Look, Keith Sweat would be like, goddamn, bitch, tone it down. Bro, that's how much she was goddamn begging.
She was high. And she was high off milk of the poppy and still knew this fucked up was about like what's happening to me right now is fucked up. Like to the
and that
extent,
nigga
like,
ain't even had the courage to tell her what was really about. Like, nigga, you talking about they finna take babe? Like,
yeah,
right. When he said that, right.
I was like, oh,
I could never consciously make that fucking decision. I'm always choosing my wife. I'm sorry.
Yeah, bro. Like,
hey, he was like, he real life told her like he holding her hand like, yeah, I love you. You know, it'll be all right. You know, they just about to take the baby. Like, he just. Nigga.
Then after the shit was over, when she like her hand was just there, lifeless. I'm like,
oh, man. But
before that, I'm sorry, CJ.
No, you go ahead.
When they start cutting her, she realizes what's gonna happen. They start cutting her. There's not enough milk of the poppy in this world for her not to feel that because they have to cut through 7 layers to get the baby out. Oof. And at some point, she passes out, but you don't know at what point. So not only do they cut it out, then she bleeds out, and it's just.
Yeah.
And as I was looking at it this time, and I looked at the cut they made, they did the low cut, but then they did a split cut up the middle, and it looked like the low cut was from hip to hip. So
it was transverse.
If it was, yeah, but it looked like it hit the femoral arteries like in her hip, and that's why the blood was spurting so much.
She got butchered.
The size. Yeah. Go look at it. Well, I won't say go look at it.
Exactly. She got butchered.
But that's what I observed.
So, I mean, and I do want to like reemphasize that like they told Viserys that she was going to die.
Yeah.
Like she was not, it wasn't a you gotta choose between your wife. Or the baby.
You got
to
choose one or two.
Like she is going to die. You can try to save the baby, but in order to save the baby, this is how you're going to have to, we got to do this.
Which wasn't necessarily true. Because
right.
And that's what, okay, go ahead.
You can deliver a breech birth. However, the major problem with when a baby's breached, so their head doesn't come out first, their feet come out first, is their head gets entrapped. That's the biggest part of their body. It's very easy for their head to get entrapped. If that baby's head would have got entrapped into her, then both of them are dead. So,
okay. I mean, like with CJ, Yeah, go ahead, listeners. I'm sorry.
It is possible to deliver a healthy breech birth, baby.
Which is another reason to question the Maesters.
That's where I was. Like, that's where I was like, okay, since y'all saying what y'all was saying about let the motherfucker burn, now I got questions about this childbirth. Like,
yeah, there's certain, like, kind of, there's definitely some shit online, some talk, especially in the, you know, yeah.
Like, and did the baby live and actually die the next day, or, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I think
you're right, exactly. That too. That's the other Maester shit, right? Maester conspiracy, whether or not they actually, you know, were in it with the Hightowers.
Oh,
because the last person you see holding the baby, I think, is the dude.
It's the Maester. It's the Maester.
Mm-hmm. And they said it was a race. It was a lot of green.
Yeah.
Say that again, Queen Mother.
Your mic was messing up.
And the baby stopped breathing. So he's holding it and you hear the baby gurgling and then you don't hear nothing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. While the Maester is standing there holding. So the baby stops breathing right there in his arms. And he should have done something, went into action, but he's just standing there with the baby. And,
yeah, because you could hear the iron. Like the baby was definitely alive.
Yeah.
I want to say got good sound. Right?
So like,
yeah, you can hear it. You can hear it.
A little sound effect, like.
Like if they really had some shit in play and wheels in motion on some shit.
I think they did, nigga.
Tell him, boy. I mean, like old school Planned Parenthood.
See. Oh.
See,
that shit went over my head last time, though. That shit went over my head last time. If that
like, old time, this shit going on after cooking the fuck out of Damon.
You ain't never had to make a
like trip. Kristen Cole was whooping Damon's ass.
This nigga, that nigga Damon at this point.
that nigga
cooked Damon and Jousting. That nigga Damon back was all on the fucking rail and shit sliding.
That nigga got up so pissed.
He had to get up and wanted fucking smoking arm. And Kristen smoked his ass over there too.
Hey, that nigga was punching air, bro. He punched the hell like trade on motherfucking bars in the hood.
Oh my God. Now he got Chris Cole ass a little taste with the swords.
Yeah, he did.
Until his ass started celebrating, which it showed you how Damon ass is.
That's Damon. Yeah. Damon ain't really give a fuck about that shit. Like, nigga, that was a tournament. If that was Kristen would have been fucking cooked.
And he knew the nigga couldn't kill him.
Facts.
Yeah.
He couldn't. Nigga, you know, he could touch him up a little bit, but
I'm the prince, nigga. What you gonna do?
He couldn't kill him.
Yeah.
No, man, look at him.
Oh, wasn't that sweet?
That's nice. That's nice. Kissing on nice skin.
hey, Steve Harvey, don't start that shit.
kissing nothing but
I'm not going back and forth with you, Steve Harvey. Oh, that's what we doing, Leslie?
Nigga, you just said I donate to the fucking police union. Fuck you, nigga. that's what we doing.
That is what we doing right now.
You know what? I don't want no smoke, man. I don't want no Photoshop smoke, man. Listen, I don't want no Photoshop smoke, bro.
Hoodie. I see
hey, what's
group, it was payback for hoodie.
Hey, what was that? That was it, a Drake song or somebody's song? If you're reading this, it's too late.
That's an album.
Right. Some one of them. Yeah. So like, where we at?
Wait a minute, like, is that the same thing your barber said when he cut your hair?
God damn.
God. Niggas is laughing hard tonight, ain't it?
God damn.
Niggas is laughing like Carlton.
Hey, peace in the Middle East, man. I'm chilling. I'm chilling.
There's one thing I
want to
point out. When
you, what are you, Switzerland?
We Switzerland.
Hell yeah.
When they were still at the tourney and everybody was finding out that Queen Emma was dead, Ray Ray was just sitting there like nobody was going to come and tell her that her mama was dead. Like, how y'all going to stand there and whisper around her?
Yeah.
Like, she's sitting there confused.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Be out there handing out her favor to Kristen Cole.
Right.
Yeah, right. 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 She's stuck on that thing.
Man.
Yeah, that was wild. I actually felt bad for her.
Hey, but shit, a dragon fume is crazy though.
Yeah,
I ain't never been in no dragon fume.
Right. Yeah, that shit was. Yeah, I mean, motherfuckers just burnt. I mean, listen, that's a good way to skip funeral calls. I tell you.
How the dragon know what to burn into dragon fume? Why when she said Dracarys, that motherfucker ain't started burning just a bunch of random motherfuckers? That nigga walked all the way down the hill.
But hey, you know what though?
Look at the pyre and set that bitch ablaze.
But it, I noticed something. It happened earlier. You know, like it, like they had better synergy with their dragons, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
Like them, they dragons was well behaved, nigga. Because remember when she got off Syrax in the beginning? You know, he was trained. Like he walked him. The trainer or whoever it was walked him into the dragon pit and shit. Like
exactly. They had trainers and a dragon pit and saddles and shit.
You're right. It was like, was, I mean, like they were pets. Yeah.
Right. Khaleesi was just fucking ass out learning that shit on her own.
She had no saddle, none of it.
The motherfuckers, she had to sit on a fucking spike up her ass. But these niggas had saddles and trainers and shit to help them and train them and learn how to get the commands and shit in High Valyria.
Yeah. Yeah, Khaleesi was just winging it.
Man.
She acted like it was comfortable.
I mean, he did like to ride that dragon.
Man.
She rode him every chance she got.
So what did John do?
Flame on. Oh, anyway.
Oh, did he?
Oh, shit.
Well, Meek.
No, come on, listen. We're not gonna keep perpetuating that audio, man. We're not gonna support that. We're not doing that.
Okay.
That's fucked up.
A little Renly.
Nigga said no Renly.
No Renly. That's wild.
No, Lord.
Next is
no Lord.
Oh, Lord, it's so baby.
Yeah, so we at another small council meeting.
Immediately after.
Yeah, immediately after, and right off the jump, Cole is like, "I'm fucking with Damon. He's next."
Yeah.
Like every scene you see him in, that nigga is about get to the point business. Like,
that's it.
Like,
mind you,
walking a straight line, nigga.
Carter's like, shit, should I say his name? Hey, and then did nobody say that he sat out and said shit. Shot, Damon, talk area.
Yeah, I think it's know what's up.
But think about simple everything. We wouldn't have a story if it would have been simple to do Damon.
Yeah.
Right.
And when the cast started
listening to these niggas,
right. Damon listening, and Viserys really, to me, he stood on business at that point in time. Like he was like, man, look, that's my motherfucking brother. My brother gonna ride for me at all times. I trust my brother. Like I don't believe this shit y'all saying about my brother. Y'all gonna stop saying that shit. At this point in time, and this is the part that I really wanted to like get into, is that I know throughout the series, like we look at Viserys and we question his strength, and I know that there are reasons to question it, but like looking back on this, like in this moment, like literally, dude was in grief mode. I thought I said call him Viserys.
Not Viserys.
I said Viserys. And so he was basically in grief mode, bro. And in grief mode, he had just lost his wife, just lost his kid. And hadn't had time to process that before they were asking him to make these decisions.
Hey,
wrong with y'all,
nigga? I'm trying to have a serious conversation.
Listen, them, you know, CJ, you know how it is with them two, man. You know how it is when Leslie and Carter get together. Them two niggas cannot be for them two niggas cannot be for serious at all. You know this. You motherfucking know this.
But for real though, I do want to talk about this for, cause I think it's a theme that y'all niggas, man. God damn.
I'm just laughing. Nigga, I got you, dog. Go ahead, CJ.
You, that's the one of them fucking set up go heads, nigga. I know.
Listen, I muted them for you, dog, so you can get your point off.
No, the only thing I was gonna say is, man, like, Viserys is grieving this entire time, and because he's grieving, like, it's really significant. Getting that we never really appreciate that he doesn't get an opportunity to grieve, and not having that opportunity to grieve plays a significant role in the way that he forms and makes these decisions moving forward. And I think that's like an important part of grace that he deserves that he didn't get the first time around that we watched and analyzed this.
He came at him. Like, this is the first time, probably one of the only times he stood up for himself. He was like, "Well, you niggas, please, I just lost my wife and kid. Shut the fuck up."
He stood up with him, but at the same time, to me, he showed his weakness. He showed his very weakness. The council owns you. And you know, later Damon speaks on him, but that council owns him. They pull him in different directions, and thus he is unable to make a direct decision of his own without the influence of, like, two or three different motherfuckers that are pulling him in a different direction. So how you gonna make a just decision when your decision is based on opposing sides at all times? And you never make a decision without heavy influence from all of these different sides. Like, that was his biggest weakness.
And essentially, he's falling for the fucking Grand Maester Pycelle move that Otto does, right? With the be a just, you know, advisor and all that shit like that. You know, you can trust me. And he lays that out to David. He's like, you know, I mean, like, once the you know, because he essentially falls for the setup that Damon to Otto, right? Which is the whole line about fucking keen for a day, whatever the fuck he said. And, you know, and they don't know under, and that's one of the things that the show is so brilliant about, because the show didn't show. That nigga was. But see, but that's the point, though, right? The show didn't show him saying that. So we don't. For one, we don't know whether he said it. For two, we don't know under what context he said it in. He could have said it in a mournful, more solemn fucking way than the way he said it, or the way it's portrayed. But, you know, but we own those point of view, and Otto's used that shit, and he used that shit to his advantage. And of course, that led to Viserys, you know.
Viserys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
shall we move on?
Yes, because he's.
So then we get another R. Kelly scene. Well, I wouldn't say this is R. Kelly scene. So, I'd say just this is a very situation,
right? Right. So, like, the scene, you know, the scene moving around, showing, you know, different shit going on at the same time, and is this where we see Plato serving grooming up Allison?
Plato. What you call that nigga, Plato?
Plato.
Grooming his daughter. Absolutely. Plato. And go put your mama dress on. Like,
yeah. Yeah, Plato's like, yeah, wear your mama dress.
It's just crazy, like, on. Nigga, that's your immediate decision.
Yeah, that's crazy. Also, it's crazy how y'all niggas don't want your fucking family to ascend to, you know, higher power. Yeah, please. You know, but to Otto's point, it's crazy how y'all niggas don't want y'all's family to ascend to a higher level of power. I mean, I'm
Leslie.
You got a grown daughter for the times, and like Carlton said, she's older in the books. And you know, I mean, if the opportunity presents itself,
I think that when he says that in the small council meeting, when Otto says that in the small council meeting, it definitely raises the antenna for Viserys. And so in that way, I'm just gonna say Viserys' name all the fucking time now. Now that I know you niggas is like shit. I'm just gonna keep saying it now. But I think that it was like, I mean, like, he looked at that nigga like for the first time, like, that's some wild shit to say. When he was like, you'll do, you know, any man will do anything he can for the opportunity to have the ultimate power or whatever.
Exactly. Okay. He said that shit about David. Yeah.
But he was
he said that shit about David.
He's keeping that shit about himself.
But you sent your daughter into this man who got pus coming out of a sore on his back. I don't care.
That nigga is the king.
I don't care.
That nigga's the king. Which further tells you that he's going to die soon anyway. So, I mean, she ain't got to put up with it for that long.
All you got to do is give him one son, baby girl. We in there.
We in like...
Man, that
well, I mean...
That nigga been coaching her for this for
okay, a while. Okay.
But you know, what are we doing here, people? What are we doing here, people?
We need to start your... getting groomed for this today.
Well, let's talk about this real quick.
Okay,
I mean it's not in the show, but you know, it was talked about in various conspiracies and whatnot that Plato served up to not only Viserys, but she was also served up to Jaehaerys as well.
She was. Now that's
hold on, Jaehaerys.
The same book that she come in there with to read to Viserys is the book that she used to read to Jaehaerys.
Yeah.
Now hold on, that shit was funny because he was not interested in that book at all. She just sitting there with the book.
Man, that nigga was all sculptures, dog.
And niggas on that Legos, nigga.
No. Oh, playing with Legos.
Little city together, dog.
Look at them Legos out.
But Jaehaerys,
this the real city.
Yeah, well, you know he was.
This is your granddaddy. Terrible. He's terrible. I understand what you're saying though, because I know if Damon was.
Was she reading to that nigga when he died? What?
She was reading to
King. Yeah, when he died.
How'd he die?
On top of me.
He couldn't get that seat back then. That nigga say
the old king went happy.
Yeah, that shit was wild though. Yeah. So, I just brought that up, Leslie, to establish the pattern of Otto, Plato, pimping Plato, the way he serving up his daughter.
Yeah, there you go. You know, like some fathers groom their daughters to play tennis, and some fathers groom their daughters to
do other
shit.
Oh, damn!
To become queen.
Yeah, that's why she.
Queen Serena and Queen Allison. You know, there you go.
One playing with balls, the other one laying with balls. I get it, but god damn. I mean, you know, that's still
crazy.
So we leave that, and once again, Damon is at the whorehouse.
Yes.
We can already cover that.
Yeah, we got to cover that. I said.
But that nigga was at Magic City eating lemon pepper wings when he did that shit, dog.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Hey, that nigga made a toast.
I don't like chicken wings and booty together. I don't like booty by my wings.
Listen, man.
That's too many liquids.
Magic City wings different, dog. Them some delicious booty wings, dog.
You get them on the way out. you enjoy the booty.
Somebody,
okay, like.
Hey, I was just in your city.
I'm gonna be honest, man. I go just for the wings, nigga.
But that's a good question. So,
I go just for the wings.
So, Carlton was about to ask you, CJ, do you eat them there or when you're on your way out?
Yeah, I think you eat them. Like, you could probably Uber. You could probably Uber Eats Magic City wings, but you got to eat them right there. You know what I'm saying? And
I'm not in there.
When the booty come by, you just be like, no, thank you.
Booty air by my wings.
My wings gonna get cold. Air. You know, I don't want my wings.
Random
to get cold,
booty
you know?
Air. Random
yeah, like you don't want ass air around your wings, dog. Yeah, I get it. But look,
get them to go.
Lemon pepper, fried hard. I'm telling you.
That's get it. Go.
Trey Magnifique.
That's it. I had Bandos when I was there, though. Those were good.
Bandos?
So,
man.
So Viserys, told Damon he basically kicked him out of King's Landing.
Also, I don't know if y'all been to Cheetah Lounge.
Exile
Lounge,
number one.
Has really good food.
Mm. Cheetah Lounge,
yeah, Cheetah in Atlanta is really good.
That's like the businessman one.
Exactly. It's literally like a sit down restaurant, and then you know you got ass and titties and shit. Yeah, kind of off on the side.
I go for the food personally. Like I'm just being honest, you know. I like the food.
Anyway, TK, go ahead, man. Like we can't see you. You're
fuzzy,
a little blurry. Oh, okay. Okay, you gotta wipe all that fucking. Nope.
Did you put the filter on, TK?
Nope.
I'm sorry. Okay. What was that?
It looks like you put a filter on.
This nigga shit malfunctioning.
I don't know what happened to my camera. I have no idea. It just started tripping.
What you been recording, TK?
I ain't been recording shit.
Hey, Jamila, I feel you.
Anyway, niggas, y'all keep going. Shit.
Okay, but let's give a serious in for a second. But seriously,
now I'm gonna have to go back and watch this episode because I know I said for serious, dog. I said for serious. God damn it, y'all need to gaslighting me, make me think I said for serious. Maybe I did. I don't know. It just don't. That's like some extra syllables, though. Like it's some more syllables in that shit.
Did you put on a new shirt, TK?
No,
that nigga shirt color change.
No,
so I'm using my laptop camera now. You know, I don't know what happened to my HD camera, but you know, I don't know, man. Motherfucker died like with serious back meat, I guess.
So, it was gross.
Viserys, he sends Damon back to Runestone. You know, Damon called him weak, and we see real quick where Viserys cuts his finger. Yeah. You know, that chair killing his ass because he wasn't supposed to be there.
Yep.
And
rejecting him.
Yeah. So after we leave there.
It's crazy that they say getting cut on that fucking throne is bad luck. Like, nigga, it's inevitable. It's made out of fucking swords.
Literally. Especially that version of the throne.
It is everywhere. Inevitable. Everybody's right. Gonna get cut on that bitch.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
But I don't recall Jaehaerys. You know, reading about Jaehaerys getting fucked up like that.
He got cut. He stumbled and fucked himself up bad in his older age. Mm-hmm. Fucked himself up pretty bad. It's also what kind of helped lead to his death. But it was later in life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we got the last scene, and it's a mashup of different cutaway scenes, but it starts off with Viserys. He's standing in front of Balerion, and he's touching the fire, bunch of candles and shit. And he just Then the fire hit his hand and shit. Wasn't even burning it. The fire was not burning him. So then after that, you know, he's talking to Ray Ray, and he's telling her, you know, he's talking about the dream, the song of Ice and Fire.
Ice and Fire. Man,
get that damn picture on the screen.
He just keep talking.
Why does that bother y'all, man? She can't like the post and shit.
No, she can't, nigga. Her thumb does not work, nigga.
Poor Shireen. You mean her bone? There is no thumb anymore.
Like we need to have a picture of Usher that says "I survived the fire." Some shit.
Damn.
God,
so, so as we, this is where he decides to, see, I like Mason Mar. He said I should add Emma and the baby to it.
Oh,
damn!
Difference is they were already dead.
It's just like a little baby hand.
So anyways, you know, he told her the prophecy, and this is where he decides to name her as his heir. And then we have the cutaway scene with it starts with, I don't like how they made the black man go first, that's just me, with Corliss. You know,
I don't think Corliss was first. I just think that they showed him because he's the main character.
That's what I'm talking about. Why do you have to show him first? Why the nigga got to be the first one to do it? Umar would not be pleased.
I think he was the most loyal.
He was just about how Damon should be heir. So I don't know how loyal that nigga is.
He was the one most bound by duty. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
But also,
his wife was a princess.
Yeah, and that
next place is
what. I think in a way, him doing that was a symbolic of like a showing and saying like Rhaenys should have been, you know, in the same way that you're making the decision to make Rhaenyra the queen. That's how it should. I mean,
you shouldn't even be up there, bitch ass nigga.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But it also set a precedent for the ones who followed behind him who didn't want to bend the knee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was the Baratheon that was kind of hesitant?
Baratheon and Stark may not have been apprehensive. He may have been just been confused as to where he was.
Rickon, you know what I'm saying? Rickon part one, definitely he's. He didn't seem too hesitant. There was another one that seemed hesitant, though, at the end.
Colbert, Hightower, Otto's brother, was hesitant.
Okay. Yeah, that nigga weak in the knee.
And that's another thing. I didn't realize Otto was a second son and inherits nothing. He's nobody. Yeah. So some of the stuff you're saying, Leslie, I see.
Yeah, he's tricking off his daughter.
Ambition, baby. He ain't got shit. He ain't got the right.
That's
bullshit,
bro.
He can't inherit the Hightower.
The other thing I wanted to say is Viserys, goddamn it, he didn't make the decision to pick Rhaenyra over Daemon because he was mad at Daemon. He made the decision because Rhaenyra was the only one he felt like he could trust with that secret and with the responsibility that was going to come with the kingdom. Like, so the decision he was making in that moment was bigger than all of that shit. It wasn't about his feelings. It was really about the kingdom for him.
The legacy. Yeah.
Yeah. It was really about like somebody is going to have to hold it down when the shit hits the fan. And
yeah.
I trust you to be the one to do it more than I trust anybody else.
Yeah, but that's ultimately, though, agreeing with, Otto and them about how Daemon is an absolute hothead and a motherfucker who is completely, like, untrustworthy to hold that position. and could go haywire and unpredictable. So, I mean,
yeah,
I see what you're saying, CJ. It's more about Ray Ray than it is about like him not choosing Damon, but it's also about him not choosing Damon.
But Damon also goes and proves us right because he freaking lets his whore ride his dragon, get paired with his dragon. Like, what?
Yep.
Bluetooth.
And that's some Tidos Lannister shit. You can't, nigga, like the hoes got to be on the side. They can't ride with the main. They can't ride in the car like that.
That's crazy, man. It's like, so no hoes on dragons is a t-shirt.
No. It's no go.
I will say this again. There were purposeful shots, purposeful camera shots from the beginning that bookended at the end. So if you go back and you look at Jaehaerys at the Council of 101, once the decision is made, he kind of sits back and looks directly in the camera and says, and breathes out. And at the end of the episode, when Rhaenyra is named Princess of Dragonstone, heir to the Iron Throne, blah, 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 this, that, and the third, and Daemon is flying off, and she received the blessing from her father, and then she turns around to the crowd, and she's looking, and she looks straight into the camera, and she does the same thing, like, so.
There you go.
It's very subtle things that I caught this time in looking at it that are making me think differently about it than I thought the first time. Some of the things I'm catching earlier, some of the subtle things, some of the small inflections, some of the facial expressions, different things that go on between characters that I'm catching this time. So just something to think about.
Yeah, I got some homework. Go back and watch an episode in Viserys or Viserys. We got you, CJ.
Oh, God.
We can't hear you, TK, if you're trying to talk.
Did you turn it off? Did you turn? You did something to it a minute ago.
I think he muted himself.
No, he's not mute. It might be his microphone.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Microphone might hate it real quick. Y'all, it's back. No, it's still hating. It's still, we all know what's going on. TK.
That's that white microphone. Let me get you a black one, my brother.
We are having some technical difficulties in the studio. So
Okay, bro.
Just a second, and we'll be right back with you.
As long as the head is black.
Yeah, that's pretty much the episode, though. I mean,
yeah, that's the episode.
Yeah. Like, I think I know we're supposed to have church announcements. We might have to do it without the sound effect. Like, TK, could you play the sound effect for the church announcements?
I didn't think we were having church announcements tonight. I mean, I can tell you some things. But...
okay.
Let me put my church glasses on.
Oh, Jesus.
Is that better?
Mm-hmm.
All right, sweet summer children's. We're going to have a few church announcements tonight. So, of course, last weekend was Easter. We hope you all had a wonderful holiday last weekend. We were not there because we were having Easter with our families. We was all dressed up in our Easter finery, I'm sure. I know I was. You know, sometimes when you make it to church, you make it to church Christmas, Easter, Mother's Day, Father's Day, and I think Thanksgiving. But anyway, you know how it goes.
Damn, why
we can't have nice things. So one thing that happened last weekend that I do want to make note of, and as you have probably seen during the week, the passing of Lou Gossett Jr., great actor, great character actor, Oscar winning actor, has been in so many shows and movies, and he was 87. So,
Mother Winslow, Jesus.
Shut up, Leslie. So we want to acknowledge that. Leslie, I swear to God. Anyway. Is it the glasses? Is it the glasses that are killing him? I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm glad you're back. So, yes, we are doing, you know, so next week we'll do episode 2 of Hot D. So get ready for it. We're going to run it down. We're going to have more witchy banter like we always do. We're going to have the laughing twins, Carlton and Leslie, or Leslie McEvil as he is now known. That's funny.
So in other words, get you some hot D this week, y'all. Good night.
Listen, before we get out of here, Queen Mother, on your announcements, I know you usually, tell us about new shows and whatnot. I think you forgot about the newest one coming out, Toy Story 6, starring Woody's cousin Hoodie. Make sure y'all go check that out.
I'm so sorry I didn't mention that.
And with that,
it was my daughter's 5th birthday, you fucking evil bastard.
You know you had that.
Why the fucking let Cersei DM me? She was like, you even got on the Woody pants.
So we're saying that, TK. So to clear everything up for y'all, because somebody asked before we get out of here. So what we are doing, we are covering House of the Dragon. It'll be leading up right up until season 2 premiere. So once season 2 happens and it's over and done with, we'll go back and finish the rewatch.
The original
Game of Thrones. So that's what we're doing right now. But it just made more sense to cover House of the Dragon since we getting closer. So that's where we are. So anyways, with that being said, on behalf of the gang, Liz Cersei, Queen Mother, Evil Leslie, CJ, Valerian, Celestia, who wasn't here, and myself, we do appreciate y'all tuning in. And we going to see y'all.
Yippee-ki-yay!
Oh, and yes, Mal D, we will be recapping live after each episode for season 2. That's the plan.
And we're serious on that.
Very serious.
Very serious. All right, how lead this motherfucker?
It's just